Is GMAC's gain Ford's loss?
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Bill Radke. Good morning. The government is reportedly close to providing auto lender GMAC with billions of dollars in fresh rescue money. The Treasury Department's expected to make the announcement today, and Ford might not like it. From North Carolina Public Radio, Marketplace's Janet Babin reports.
GMAC already received $5 billion from the government back in December. Now, the Detroit News and other papers are reporting that the Treasury Department will loan the company at least $7 billion more. Chris Whalen at Institutional Risk Analytics says the government should have let GMAC fail.
You've got to get the weak competitors out of the market. That's how you help the righteous bank survive and grow.
Whalen says the reason GMAC wasn't liquidated is because it's the only financing vehicle for GM and now Chrysler. The government ordered GMAC to also extend financing services to bankrupt Chrysler and its dealers. But what could save those companies could put Ford at risk. Peter DiLorenzo is with AutoExtremist.com.
The government is setting up a situation where GM and Chrysler dealers will be able to offer tremendous financing that Ford won't be able to match, and it's really not right.
Especially since Ford has so far turned down government bailout money. I'm Janet Babin for Marketplace.
The government reported this morning the number of new unemployment claims fell a little last week, 2% from the week before. The number of continuing claims, though, people filing for at least the second week, that's up to yet another record high, almost 6.7 million Americans. The S&P 500 is down 1.7% this morning. The NASDAQ down almost 2%. The Dow is off 1.7%, or 139 points at 8,282. European markets lost almost 3%. Investors didn't like hearing that the UK risks losing its AAA credit rating. The ratings agency S&P has lowered its outlook on the UK from stable to negative.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Reuters, offering breaking news, exclusive stories, and insights that impact today's financial markets. More at newsfirst.reuters.com. American Public Media and Marketplace present Hard Times in Middletown, supported by the University of Virginia's Batten Institute. More at AmericanRadioWorks.org.
It's been about 3 months since President Obama signed that stimulus package. Now some of those shovel-ready projects we heard so much about, they're actually happening. Tamara Keith takes us to one project in Maryland.
The very first transportation project to get started is a mile-long stretch of potholed road in Silver Spring, Maryland.
I think it's 20 years or so without any maintenance on this road. It's so highly traveled that it was in dire need to be fixed.
Scott Dauphiné is chief engineer on the $2 million project. His firm, American Infrastructure, won the contract. Repaving this piece of New Hampshire Avenue isn't as glamorous as fixing a majestic bridge. But really, this is your stimulus dollars at work. Nationally, resurfacing roads is huge.
It could have been easier if it wasn't so tight, but she told me.
A crew of guys has coned off a lane and is fortifying a storm drain. Dauphiné says they'll fix 31 of them, along with a bunch of curb ramps, before paving.
Basically, if repaving is sort of the unsexy part of a stimulus package, then this is the unsexy part of repaving.
Yeah, you could say that. I mean, this is the, everybody sees the paving and the milling as the big operation because that's when we have the big machines out here. But this work is absolutely necessary to do before we can mill or pave the road.
And it means jobs. American Infrastructure has 60 people on this project. Before the stimulus came along, 20 of them had been laid off. But the jobs don't stop there. Another contractor employs William Denford. His job inspecting the project is his first work in 4 months.
I like to work, so I was glad when I got the call, but I was just surprised because I couldn't find work anywhere, making decent money.
Denford gives full credit to the stimulus package.
They say I'm supposed to make a paycheck and then go out and spend money to help the economy, but I'm just spending money to live, to survive right now.
No big spending for Denford. Not until he's certain he'll still have a job after the stimulus runs out. In Silver Spring, Maryland, I'm Tamara Keith for Marketplace.
How's your hometown surviving the recession? If you've got a story, share it with us at marketplace.org. Speaking of which, our online host, Scott Jagow, is making sense of the marketplace every day in his blog called Scratchpad. Good morning, Scott.
Good morning, Bill.
What are you blogging about this morning?
Green shoots.
Ah, yes.
Or jello shooters, or whatever that phrase was that Ben Bernanke uttered a couple months ago. Since then, I think I've read about 10,000 articles on green shoots.
Right.
Those little tiny economic indicators that the economy is rebounding.
Mm-hmm.
But after I read the minutes of the latest Fed meeting, I came away thinking more brown leaves.
Mm-hmm.
The Fed actually revised its forecast from January downward. So it's more pessimistic. 9.5% unemployment instead of 8.5% for this year, and a lower GDP forecast as well.
So do you think the government is purposely putting a positive spin on some of these numbers?
Yeah, the Treasury Secretary went before Congress yesterday, and he was pretty rosy.
Right.
And there are obviously some economic indicators that are positive. I do think there's a motivation for the government to re-engage people by playing up the positive aspects of the economy so that people will start spending again, which is 2/3 of GDP.
Mm-hmm.
But that's a double-edged sword, because if things turn out to be worse, it does hit people harder and the markets harder. But to their credit, I think people are actually not listening. I mean, I think they're being very frugal and smart, and they've changed their habits because consumer spending is not really charging up.
Mm-hmm.
I think people realize that this is actually a long economic winter and that spring isn't just right around the corner.
Thank you for the weather report. Scott Jagow writes our online Scratchpad blog at marketplace.org. In Los Angeles, I'm Bill Radke. Let's check the Dow again. We have the Dow Jones Industrial Average down 1.5% or 127 points at 8,295. Thank you for tuning in. Have a great Thursday.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.